NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Well, itchy. Guess who's
Look who
back?
Came crawling back.
They thought they could defeat us, but we are undefeated. It's episode 103. And guess what? We're talking about the Boston Celtics putting up, I would say, numbers from another dimension that we are trying to process. What is happening with this team? And are they going to go all the way? And we'll also check in, just trying to ask, are offenses too good now? Are they just too good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please, and make the basket smaller.
Please.
Or make the ball like a weird shape so that they can't make it as good.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to be doing all of that with comedian Josh Gondelman on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack Matthews.
Doncic, deep three. Got it. And Luka Doncic hits 10K.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
LeBron's got it with five. He's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. Showtime.
What you got, Giannis? Oh, man. Josh Gondelman, thank you so much for joining
us. He's not
a
Gondelman. He's a Gondelman.
That's right.
What's up, Josh?
I'm always telling people that.
Exactly.
They're like, it makes sense the way Jay-Z says it, but not the way you say
no.
it.
Yeah, that doesn't work at all, man.
For people who don't know, Josh has worked on everything, including last week tonight, Mrs. Maisel, Desus and Mero. You got a new comedy special, People Pleaser. That's out now, and you're
People
on
Please
tour.
Out now. Yep,
yeah,
on tour.
Yeah,
and recording a new special in Brooklyn in June.
Oh,
so I'm excited. Yeah, I'm all over the place. I'm all over the country, and then locking down this hour in Brooklyn, which I'm very excited for. A little
dope.
I need the home field advantage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Such a people pleaser. He came back a second time on our podcast.
Yeah.
And
thank you for
having taking advantage of it. We're thrilled to have you.
Last time you were on, I felt like it was in the postseason. I think it was in the summer. So
right.
We only had a lot of, like, you know, looking back to do and a bit forward. But now we're in the season. What are we, about 3/4 of the way through now?
Yeah.
And man, I hate to say this, but I love to see it, I guess. Your Boston Celtics are freaking me out. They're
freaking
so good.
Me out, man.
They're freaking me out.
The Celtics are in the midst of what is being described as, quote, perhaps the most dominant 11-game stretch in NBA history.
Yeah.
They have the largest point differential over any 11-game stretch in NBA history. 7 points better than the next best, which was a Bucks team with Lou Alcindor on it, which I believe that was around the time they were like, we got to change the rules, man. This guy's like too good at basketball. so that's like, you guys are better than that team where everyone was like, what are we? I don't even want to be here anymore. This guy's so good.
Where they're like, we're so racist. We need to make dunking illegal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Should we just do that? What do we do here?
Yep. Yeah. These are,
we can just punch this
numbers.
Guy. What about that? Like, what do you think the pitches? Yeah. What do you think the pitches were for rule changes?
There's
to, like,
a
him?
New legal defense is you can crouch in the paint and push the offensive player over that guy's back, and that's a legal.
And that's just
position.
Hilarious. Yeah, that's just yeah.
Good old fashioned fun.
Yeah, but I don't know how has this felt from inside the head of a Celtics fan.
I am finally starting to like feel. Not confident, because I never feel confident like as a person or a sports fan, but I'm starting to feel like comfortable watching these games and enjoying them and being like, oh, it's been since they lost to the Lakers, who had none of their starters playing, that I was like, they shouldn't have lost this game, right? They've lost a couple of close games, but mostly they were losing occasionally against good teams, and now they're doing the thing that I need them to do, is just beating most good teams and beating the hell out of bad teams. That is, they've got 350-point wins this season, which is more than any other team in NBA history.
Yeah,
that's too many. I mean,
that's half the amount that the Celtics have in franchise history.
In franchise history, yeah, and they have them all within the last like 6 months.
They're beating up on bad teams, but they're also, I think our last episode, or maybe it was two episodes ago, but we were talking about how the Warriors were resurgent and looked really good. Last episode, we were talking about how the Celtics are like historically great. So the Celtics went, you know, those two, it was called the Boosties Bowl, you know, the Mad Boosties Bowl. Everyone was like, the two teams they talked about in the most recent episode, what's going to happen? Like, one of them's going to have to win. And the Celtics beat them by 52 points. It was like not fair. It just seemed unfair. Again, I like back to the 1971 Bucks. I was like, "This, we got to do something here about the rules."
Is this an exhibition charity game?
Well, okay. Yeah. In fairness to the Bucks, they didn't have Brandon Pajemski, so like with him playing, would have been a totally different game.
Right? There.
Yeah, completely different.
Yeah, totally different thing. But that was. I mean, I listened to it on the radio. I was baking brownies for a little dinner party. And I was listening. Yeah, it was a nice time. I listened to the whole game on the radio.
ESPNradio.com?
No. I did the local. I do the NBA app.
Oh,
you can listen to the local call. So I listened to Mike Gorman and Cedric Maxwell. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. Mike Gorman did TV. He's about to retire. But it was fun. And they were, by the third quarter, they were going, well, this is about to turn into a podcast. Like, they were just saying that. Like, we got nothing more to say about this. They were 44 at the half. And I know sometimes for when it is not a team that you're interested in, you know, when you're just like, oh, what game is on Thursday night or Sunday afternoon? And it's a 40-point blowout at halftime. You're like, well, I guess I won't watch the second half. And I kept the whole thing on and was just like, more, harder, sweep the leg.
Right.
Yes.
Feel it course through you.
Just like twiddling my fingers together. Yeah. Dr. Evil pinky finger to the corner of the lips. Just all the
hovering off the ground.
Right. Yeah, it was great. I had a great time.
Oh, man, that's the best feeling in the world.
What about the expectation, right? Because a lot of times we're getting closer to the postseason. The Celtics look amazing. And you're fully embracing. You're like, this is like, does it feel different? Or are you doing the kind of thing where you're like, I don't want to like put too much, you know, expectation on this, because I don't want, if in case the thing doesn't fall the way I need it to.
I don't feel, you know, I'm not like, we're doing it. This is the year. But it does feel different than the last couple of years. It feels like 2022, when they went to the finals, they had a terrible first half of the season, great second half of the season. This season, they've played uniformly pretty well, with a couple bad losses and a couple close losses to good teams, and then one real blowout against the Bucks.
Right.
So it's just like they've played uniformly well. They're playing better than they have all season right now. And I kind of feel like if you don't let yourself believe at this point, like, when do you get to, you know,
right.
like, and especially, and I understand the answer to that might be when you win the title.
Right.
And if that's your answer, like if you're a Warriors fan or a Raptors fan that one time or whatever, then you can say that. But like, I live around Knicks fans and they'll talk, they'll go up 10 in the first quarter and just be like, this is the greatest team of my lifetime.
Yeah,
Tom right. Thibodeau is a genius and my biological father.
That's what I was saying last week, Jack, my friend who was like, yo, Jalen Brunson's the GOAT. I was like, yeah. That's just how Knicks fans are. Like, it's like something, it's like, this is it. I'm riding the
I
wave.
I truly respect it so much. As someone who I've lived in New York for about almost 13 years, and I've like really come to respect and admire the way New Yorkers, like, anytime there's a glimmer of hope for any of the teams, they're like, this is the year. Like,
right.
And the Yankees were like straight up bad this year. And the Red Sox were worse, but the Yankees were bad. And people at the beginning of the year were like, this is it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
And they were just so bad. And then, like, and they never learn. It's like the next year they'll just be like, no, this is the year.
Well, because they have like a propaganda TV network in MSG and the Yankee network, there is a whole television network that only shows wins. It just shows you like historic victories by the Yankees.
Right.
So you could just like live there, watch TV, and assume the Yankees had never lost a game.
It's truly like watching like the Vladimir Putin news network.
Exactly. Yeah. They have that for sports in New York. It's such an interesting thing. I don't think it, like, I mean, the Lakers like have, you know, like there are definitely some Laker biased channels and shows out here, but there's right not just like a closed universe where Yankeedom reigns supreme.
It's interesting because there's also like that happens in Europe too. Like Real Madrid and Barcelona have their own TV channels that are 24/7, like glory days.
Yeah,
it's so funny. Some teams are just like that where they're like, no, man, sometimes when you get stuck in a positive feedback loop forever,
Again, I respect, because Knicks fans also will go straight to despair, but as soon as there is like one crumb of hope, they're just at 11 with confidence, which I respect. The Knicks win two games in a row, and every single person in New York City is just walking around with the confidence of like Biggie freestyling in 1993.
Right, yeah. The guy in the Spider-Man suit is out in front of MSG, crip walking and stuff. Yeah. You're like, what? Okay, he's getting sturdy.
Yeah.
But I will say, the Celtics are, I think last week we were marveling at the fact that the Celtics had entered the top 10 for not PER, net rating of all time. They're on there with like Jordan's Bulls, the 72 win Warriors, like all these historically great teams. Since we talked about that last week, they've gone to like fourth, I think, or second, depending on which net rating you're talking about. They are like a historically great team at a time when like this is not a year when anyone was like, oh, there's not a lot of talent in the league. This is like as talented as the league has been. There are definitely some teams that are, you know, that it's not, there's not a ton of parity, like in terms of, you know, there are some pretty bad teams, but they're doing historically great in a league that is as stacked as the league has ever been.
And they've had a few games, like I think they beat the Wizards by 4, and they like went to overtime and beat the Pistons by 2 to barely extend their losing streak. Like they were going to be the ones they broke it against, and they barely squeaked that game out. And then they like close game against Dallas until the third quarter, won by 28. Just absolutely ran away from the beginning against the Warriors.
I'm a Sixers fan, and we were playing you guys tight through the first half.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, you guys were sprinting for that first half? Oh, no. Okay, we're going to pull away now.
Time
but
for
that
us
was
to
cute.
Start.
Yeah,
yeah.
Time for us. Like the effortlessness with which you guys just put us away, like granted without Embiid, but I don't know that it matters at this point.
I'm genuinely, and I don't say this in a condescending way, I'm genuinely sad that Joel Embiid has been out for so long. Like, it, I, first of all, as a human person who's just like in pain every day, that, yeah, that must suck. Like, yeah, my wife is doing some physical therapy on her knees just from like general wear and tear. And like, yeah, that seems miserable. And for him to be like, I can't go to work because my knees are just like, I'm there's no flesh. I'm just, yeah, skeleton under my skin.
Yeah.
And like, that sucks. And it's like such a wonderful, worthy adversary. Like, I love that clash.
I don't love that he's like, and I'm coming back this year regardless of what a record is. It's like, I love that as like a professional wrestler move.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, he's coming back. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But, out of the coffin.
For the long-term health of the 76ers and him, I don't love that. But I think this is good for the NBA too, because,
yeah,
I think the whole nation, other than Boston Celtics fans, roots against the Celtics, and
I
now
think that's true. I've been a lot of places. Like,
the narrative structure, the narrative structure of this season is Rocky IV. Like, we have Ivan Drago in the NBA right now. It's team that everyone doesn't like. Right. They have actual Ivan Drago in the middle for them.
Yeah.
They're like historically like punching the punch meter, and it's like, you know, going to 1,000,000 pounds, and scientists' glasses are breaking.
Which I love that the Nuggets have Bizarro Ivan Drago.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Team. Right. Yeah.
For
yeah.
Sure.
Like, kind of the Sylvester Stallone of the NBA. Like, kind of, yeah, looks funny, doesn't really seem to care that much. Yeah.
He and Sylvester Stallone have like equally thick accent somehow.
Yeah, you know.
You're like, when you hear Stallone talk, you're like, are you like Italian from Serbia? How is this happening?
That's right.
You want to be with my horses, you know?
Yeah.
What I want to do. I just want to be a job.
Good impression.
Hey, I got rights.
Who are you? Is there anyone, you know, looking, you know, obviously getting to the finals is step one.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you think is going to give you trouble at this point? Because, I mean, I think, you know, Jack's been saying for a while, it's the Celtics versus the field, probably. But is it the Bucks? Is there anyone you look at? Obviously, you're not going to be cocky, but who do you actually, like, this is one thing we really will have to rise to the occasion and show a little bit of a different dimension from past years to get through and get it done.
I do think it would feel significant to beat the Heat this season. Mm-hmm. I think, like, it feels like there's a real narrative that the Heat have like dominated the Celtics, which in the past three conference finals, the Heat have won, or that they played against each other. The Heat have, right, won two, the Celtics have won one. So this, right, feels like legitimately a rivalry. But Miami Heat fans are like, no, we're a yacht. Like, you guys are rowboat. And it's like, no, like, let it be a rivalry. Like, it's not, yeah, you know, right, what I mean? To, yeah, be like, you guys suck, we rule. And it's like, no, both can be good. And, yeah, and that's like what a clash of the Titans are.
Yeah. Is, right. You know? No, you, exactly, guys are bad at basketball, actually. Turns out.
Like, yeah, leave it alone.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, then that sucks.
So, we're in seventh, you're in first. Leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and then there's the national thing of like, the Heat have the league right where they want them. Way, yes, on top of them. And it's like, truly, it's what they accomplished last season was great. And I think that it was a pretty crushing Eastern Conference Finals. And so I think it would be nice to vanquish them. But I think the Heat and the Bucks are tough. I like don't, and you know, famous last words, but like, I don't have a lot of fear of the Knicks, even at full strength. I don't have a lot of fear of the Cavs, even at full strength at this point. And I like, can't believe we would live in a physical reality where Joel Embiid's knee is sufficient to for a deep playoff run this year.
Yeah. And then it's the Nuggets, right? Out West.
Yeah.
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 That's, I mean, I'm at the point where I'm rooting for the Nuggets because I think they're the only team that has a chance of beating the Celtics.
I think the Nuggets have the best chance for sure. I think it would be a real knockdown dragout series with the Thunder and maybe the Timberwolves. I have a little less confidence in them, but I just feel like Shai Gilgeous Alexander is, to this point in the season, he would be number one if I had an MVP ballot.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fair.
And I will say on the record, I'm a huge Jason Tatum fan. I think the like, should he be the MVP of the league conversation feels like a little manufactured. He's just so good. But like,
yeah.
But I also, as a hater, as a true Bostonian and hater, anyone who votes Luka Doncic top two is just absolutely out of their mind. Like, you can't, their team is too bad. It's yeah. like, oh yeah, sure. The most valuable player. He heroically brought the Mavs to a 46 win season.
Cool. Right, right.
Yeah. With like a 98% usage.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. yeah.
Like, he's amazing at basketball, but it's like, let's be serious here.
Yeah. Amazing highlight reel, though. One of the incredible. Best yeah. shot makers.
Unbelievable.
Should we take a break and come back yeah. and talk about how the league is too good and let's you need it. To make it
it's
worse?
Too good. Get this off basketball. My basketball.
Get this off I my hate, I hate looking at it.
So boring. All these
it's
shots
like watching
go
a
in.
Circle.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
And we're back. And I mean, just quickly around the league, Bucks also looking good. It's kind of getting drowned out by the fact that yeah. the Celtics have won 11 in a row, but the Bucks yeah. are 6-0 post in the Danilo Gallinari era, is exactly. what Bucks fans are calling
That's
it.
That's what Bucks are calling it.
The Danilo Gallinari era.
Yeah.
The Gallinari. LeBron James put in his 40,000th point. Yeah. There was a cool computer graphic of every one, like a shot chart of every one of his shots going in.
Like
that was
those.
Kind of fun to watch.
I like watching a shot chart.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone
give me more shot charts.
Might have been Kirk Goldsberry. Someone did a Caitlin Clark shot chart, and I was like, I'll watch this till it's done.
Oh my god! Right. Yeah,
all the little laser graphics.
Yeah,
yeah. Caitlin Clark, I mean, broke the all-time NCAA scoring record, topped Pete Maravich, and is going into the draft this offseason. And then on the other side of the spectrum, Washington. We didn't.
Oof.
Nobody thought it was possible.
Yeah.
For somebody to catch Detroit, but they are now. They now have a worse record than Detroit. They're 39.5 games back. Detroit's only 39 games back from the Celtics. So,
yeah,
it's 9-51 versus 9-52.
I'm starting to think it's not their year.
there's still time, right?
Yeah, they can turn this around.
Wasn't Kuzma saying something? It's like, you don't want to lose to that team.
Yeah.
Like talking about
this
the
point,
Pistons.
Just don't
and it's
be
like,
that team talking like, about the Detroit losing streak.
It's like, and you're them. Well,
you are, yeah, you are that team.
Well, well.
Yeah. Yeah. About, Jordan Poole is having an absolute laugh, though.
Larf.
So he's having a laugh over there.
All right. Now the real question.
Yeah.
Tim Botemps and Kevin Pelton over on ESPN explored the topic that was on all our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Have offenses become too good?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Like, I come for the misses. I come for Bricks. The rebounding,
yep.
The box outs.
My favorite thing, seeing the ball go off the heel of the rim.
Yeah.
Just clank, straight up in the air.
I love
like
when
that
a rebound
hard iron sound.
Yeah.
When a rebound would go past the 3-point line if no one picked it up. That's what I want to see. I like length of rebound.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just like real stiff rebound that fly. the miss is so much worse than anyone expected it. And everyone just kind of is like walks out with like a little exasperation to
I
get
love
it.
A shot clock violation.
Oh man. Now
sign
that now you're talking
it.
My language.
Give me some show vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Some 10-second violations. Love it all. Love it
all. The article's incredible because they answer the question like repeatedly. Because at first they're like, you know, some people say it's like a rules change. The rules did change back in 2004, I think it was. So
going
they've been
the
same for 20
season.
Years.
Yeah.
And like,
and nothing changed.
Yeah, well, like, the
for
thing
at least
that
10
changed,
years.
Yeah,
right,
the
right.
thing that changed, they ask Mike Brown, who's been coaching since 2005, and he's just like, no, everyone's just like way better now. Everyone's gotten better, man. Like, the shot making is incredible, and we're getting great NBA players from literally like every country on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's also... There were like 25 years of NBA history where it was just like uncouth to shoot 3-pointers.
Right.
Right. Right.
Like, people
would look at the line
and
be like,
shot? Oh, no.
I'm certainly full. I couldn't possibly have another
foolery.
Point.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just like impolite for a long time. And that's why the scores were low. And then people were like, maybe we should practice these shots that are worth more points. And now they're amazing at it. And it's like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, quote, I don't know if there's anything that could be done to like curb today's record scoring. Guys are just so freaking good compared to back then that it would be tough. It'd be tough.
Yeah.
That's Mike Brown being like, compared to when I was also an NBA coach, like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, guys are just way too good at scoring. The thing that people come to NBA basketball games to see.
People are shooting the best ever from 3-point range, and these aren't like just open looks. These are like contested shots.
Yeah, they're playing defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're making more free throws. Turnovers are at their lowest.
That's it's the thing. Like again, like turnovers. They're taking care of the ball. They're doing all the things that your high school basketball coach shouts at you to do.
Yeah.
Make your free throws and take care of the ball. They're doing both of those things.
We're running ladders for every turnover. No, no.
I think the one proposal that I heard that I was like, actually, this sounds kind of good, is to, for the, I forget who said it. It was
different ball shapes. It was me earlier.
Different ball shapes. Right. Ball shapes.
It's me, the genius from earlier.
For the refs to call games more like the playoffs. So to let it get a little more physical. And I think the good thing about that is, it empowers great defenders because I do like watching great defenders play defense. But also, when there are fewer calls, there are fewer replays. So you also thin out the replays, right? Because it's not just like, oh, I called a foul. Is it a foul or is it not? It's like, it's not a foul and you have no chance to say
it. Sorry.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, that seems exciting. But outside of that, it's like, let's do away with the corner threes. Why?
Yeah.
Right. What like so that you just can't shoot them anymore? Yeah. Why? What would that even look like? The 3-point arc would just end over
it
there?
It would just stop. It would be like a map in the 1400s that there's just dragons painted right. on the corner.
Yeah.
Dude,
here there
the
be
land
monsters.
Of the lost.
Yeah.
It's like, do not go there.
But yeah, this is so silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, also just on a continuum, like we've said, even from the start of this show, players are getting better and better. Yeah. It's fun to watch people get better and better. And not only that, the game is becoming more popular around the world. And we're getting, there's just more people. There's just a larger sample of people that are getting better and better at basketball. And we just benefit from that. I mean, I get the thing of like being like, hey, let them play. Cause I do miss those you know, like 90s playoff basketball. Sure. But at the same time, like seeing some of these performances, you're just like, what is going on?
Right. And how I also think it's not like we're not seeing thrilling defense played, right? Like
right.
numbers too high is like a bananas complaint. Like you watch an all-star game and you go right. like, oh, that's what it looks like when nobody plays defense.
Yeah, yeah
like,
exactly.
Watch Victor Wembanyama play and you're like, he's making defensive plays that I've never yeah. seen before.
I just watch right. him play defense. I like yeah, pay attention to only him on defense.
Because no what one's human body yeah. is capable of playing defense like that. Yeah. So it's like, okay, there are examples, right? Like there are teams that are worse at defense. So it's not like defense doesn't make a difference in the league. Does that make right. sense?
Like, yeah.
Like you watch the Celtics, you watch the Timberwolves, the Knicks when they're healthy, and you're like, oh yeah, these teams can like lock down when it's time to lock down. Yeah, it's right. just that like the level of locking down has gone up with the you know, the floor is a little higher, the ceiling's a little higher. But like if defense weren't a thing, then there wouldn't be teams that were better at it.
Yeah.
Right.
Their shot making has gotten so good that they can lock down less than they used to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
But they can they'll still lock down, and the shot making is just at a different level. It's a luxury that they have now. And like that, the thing with the playoffs is, yeah, the refs call it a little bit differently, but also people are playing much more intensely,
right?
You know, at totally. A higher level with yep. more physicality, because it's like one of, you know, seven.
Right, seven.
It's sure. not one of 82. And totally. So it's just a change of the mentality.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the thing that people are witnessing is that basketball, more than any other sport, is like everyone's getting better every season. Like you yeah. can just see it. Like I remember watching like basketball in the 90s and then like seeing a clip from the 80s and being like, who are these guys out there just like running around with like yeah. mustaches?
You know, a bus like, driver? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Guys like in short shorts with like big knee pads and like he's just doesn't, yeah, there's no athleticism. And then the 90s, it got better. And now if you look at like today's players compared to then, it's just a completely different level of everybody being able to make shots. Make yeah. like more difficult shots. It's incredible. And it's fun. Like that's what's great it's about fun. The NBA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's ever seen a made basket in the NBA and been like,
too easy.
This is an affront yeah. in the eyes of basketball fans.
Well, because yeah. you have like, Drew Holiday has said, like, just let us play a little bit more physically.
Yeah.
And then I can then like, you know, because those are like, that's sort of like the level of dissent is like people. I don't know if people are going to put up. He said, quote, people like to see people get 60 and 70 and do all that. How are you going to do that if somebody can be physical and be handsy and be aggressive in that way? So I personally don't think that the balance is there. And that's more of like that's more level than people being like, it's completely off balance. The world's gone haywire. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that's a small tweak. And Joe Dumars, he's just saying like, yeah, man, a lot of people are calling us saying, like, you need to look into this. And he's just saying, for his sort of defense here is, quote, it's not to that point yet in terms of, like, looking at what can be done specifically from a rule standpoint. He said, quote, we're diving into the data right now, just a ton of film and putting together a ton of reels to be able to look at this and go, okay, yeah, we do have a problem. But you don't make changes like that just on an anecdotal call.
Right.
Yeah. And to his point, too, I think he said people are like with all these high scoring games, people are like, did you see what Booker did? Did you yeah. see what Embiid did? Did you see? Yeah. Like those are the moments that I am texting other people about because it is just so different. And yeah, there's some people who are like, well, it's because they don't play defense. But at the same time, like, yeah, but I think it's cool to see somebody just go out of body like that.
Yeah. And like Garland-Anthony Towns scoring 60 in a loss. And it's like, that's like
70 to win.
There wasn't a Karl Anthony Towns 20 years ago. There wasn't like a, you know, until like Dirk Nowitzki started shooting from distance at that size. It's like that guy just didn't exist in 1992, whatever, 32 years ago. They would have had him on the block just like thumping against other guys and slowing them. It's like, oh,
and yeah, it
that
did, yeah.
beautiful style of basketball.
And it came from outside of the U.S. You know, yeah, Dirk right. was like, oh, yeah. What? And now we have Embiid, who's like, what if Shaq had the touch of Dirk? Like,
Shaq, right. oh, yeah. Joel Embiid, the what he does for the myth of you can't shoot free throws because you're a real
hands
big,
are too big
is
yeah.
So
yeah
funny where it's just like someone should just make Shaq watch Joel Embiid shoot free throws for like an hour and be like, and you couldn't have gotten half this good.
It's my wrist, okay? I don't have the same flexion,
big hands. Yeah, so silly. It's such a goofy, like it's such an ESPN pilled conversation. Like you've gone through the looking glass.
To their defense, I think they knew that because the article is like just a very clear, like has like five great arguments. Like it turns out the biggest driver in the NBA's recent rise in scoring is teams getting smarter about how to attack defense. It's just like, no, everyone's better and smarter and doing exactly what they should do if they want to score.
Yeah.
And Drew Holiday is also like exactly the guy who would make that argument, right? Of like, yeah, you let me body a guy up and he's not going to score 70.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
I believe that from him. He's a guy that makes his money being just like an incredible defensive player. And he would be more incredible if the rules permitted. But like, is that what we want from the league?
Is that what we need? Yeah. When you guys got Drew Holiday, I was just like, we're all screwed. Maybe in 5 years.
Put it to bed.
I was so sad when they traded Marcus Smart. I remember where I was. I was in Oklahoma City and I was like in a hotel room. And I was just like, oh man, I'm sad about this team. It's like the end of an era. And then they got Drew Holiday and I was like, or is it?
Oh, yeah. It's like,
he's really filled the Marcus Smart shaped hole in my heart.
He's awesome.
As they say where I'm from, the Marcus Smart shaped hole in my hat.
Yeah. Smart shaped hole in the hat. Amazing. Should we take a break and come back and put Josh through the gauntlet?
Yeah. The gauntleman.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you think. And then
I'm ready.
Come at you.
Got some tough ones for you, Josh.
We'll be right back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
And we're back.
I've heard Miles say, "And we're back" before, but he's licking his chops
at playoff intensity.
He's dialed in.
I'm in the matrix right now.
I'm a little scared. Josh, I've never seen him like this.
Josh, we love you, man. We love you, but it's time to cook you.
I'm ready.
In the fourth quarter. It's the rapid fire round of questioning, the fastest question and answer segment of all sports podcasting history on an NBA podcast hosted by two guys who also do a daily show about news and politics.
That's okay. Right.
Very specific category,
top
but we
three
do
in that category.
Top three. I mean, to be fair,
top three in they're that not category. Three.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's right. So we are two.
There's okay, so here we go.
You'd say one if it was one. Like, yeah, top two in the league. Just say two.
It's okay.
We're going to the south of France. Just say South France.
Hey, the south of Boston.
Yeah. Well, I'm from the south of, yeah.
Not a southie. I'm from the south of Boston. Now get ready, Josh. We're going to ask you a question. Just don't think, respond, reply great rapidly so we can maintain our crown of being in the top three. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. You've done it before, so I don't have to tell you anything, but I do have to tell Brian, start the clock.
Okay.
Brian, just do what he says.
Yeah.
He's got a crazy
yeah, all right. He did it. He did it. He's got it.
Okay.
What do you want to do? You want to start first?
Why don't you start first?
I start first? Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's an easy one. We're talking 90s throwback jerseys, okay? You can pick three of these 90s throwbacks to preserve forever. What yep. are your top three 90s throwbacks from this image?
We are going Sonics, obviously, for posterity.
The Gary Payton Sonics, yep. From the late 90s, yep.
We are
basketball
going
in orbit around the Sonics logo.
Yep, yeah, it rules. We are going Suns. Incredible basketball sun little streaking across the jersey.
Yeah,
and then think this guy likes basketballs in his logos.
Yeah,
and then we're switching
guess,
it up.
The Hawks one.
We're going
with the
Charlotte Hornets, classic starter Ooh. Jacket colors.
Yes. Yeah, Larry Johnson, Charlotte Hornets mm-hmm. colors.
That
yes.
was honestly such an iconic era, like aesthetically in the NBA. Like when Absolutely. That when that team was out, I remember buying like every pair of Converse. Like I used mm-hmm. to be a Nike head, but Grandmama.
Oh, incredible. No.
That blew my mind. I was like, Mom, I need cons with React juice.
Ma, I need cons.
I need cons with the React juice, yeah. not the regular ones.
There's no juice in these cons.
What the heck? This ain't React juice.
Ma, this is Capri Sun in here.
Yeah, listen. I know this one. It's the fruit punch one.
We got purple stuff, React juice,
Air Max. What do you want? Yeah, all about the React juice.
I never fully understood the promise, the physics that were implied by React juice. It was like, I go this way, the juice goes the other way. It balances you out and allows you to react. I don't know.
Don't worry. Just, it's all
you know how you play your best basketball when your shoes are wet?
Yeah,
just imagine that.
You ever
the heaviness
walk on
of
gushers?
Wet shoes.
Yeah, exactly. You ever been in the rain and your shoes get soaked down to the insole, and then you
squash
walk around, like,
around out there in React juice,
Converse. We React juice.
Just a clip of Larry Johnson dunking with like a sound as he takes
soaking
off.
Soaking wet.
All right. We got some more likely to happens for you.
Okay.
Our patented more likely to happen segment.
Patented.
More likely to happen and why. Orlando Magic Eastern Conference Finals run or the Cleveland Cavs Eastern Conference Final run?
Cleveland Cavs Eastern Conference Finals run, but neither one's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
That is correct.
It's,
okay.
Yeah. No.
Okay, Thunder or Wolves, Western Conference Final run?
I think Thunder.
Yeah.
I think Shea is the best player on either of those teams.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Shea is so good.
He's Did you see so them lose good. To the Lakers? I don't know if you guys got that.
He what?
They lost to the Lakers. I don't know if you saw that.
The Thunder lost to the Lakers. Yeah, I did see
it's
that.
Right.
And Miles, you were proposing a rule. You were saying, enough with, like, the offensive-defensive balance is fine.
Yeah,
what
rule change
if,
proposal,
and
the
this is just
rule.
just an idea that you're spitballing here, but do you want to pitch it to Josh?
Yes, it's like it's called like the warrior logic of the ancient times, which is you assume the position in the standings of the team you beat.
Oh, sure. Kind of like Mega Man, you steal their power.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
I think that's fun.
Or
Rockman
for my Japanese listeners. Yes.
I thought you were going to say... any player who is 39 and over, they get an extra 0.5 points for every basket.
Oh, no. We don't need to encourage that.
I don't want to say this and curse the Lakers, but it is interesting to me that of all the teams in the top net rating, top 10, the only ones that didn't win the title were beat by LeBron James teams.
Yeah.
So that's,
I know. Yep. He's really good.
He's still pretty good.
He's good when he wants. He's good when he can be, you know.
Yeah.
That's, we just need it to be a little more consistent. Anyway, it's not about them. It's about you. Who's more likely to happen? What's more likely to happen and why? Tatum finals MVP or Jokic second finals MVP?
Oh, I think Jokic second finals MVP, because I think that there's a better chance that if the Celtics win, it could be one of a couple guys. And I think if the Nuggets win, it's Jokic.
Yeah.
Mm, I see. I see. Okay. Okay. I like that. That's fair.
The Celtics are stacked. How you say stacked?
How you say stacked in Bostonian?
How you say stacked? That's still on again.
Yeah, it's still on.
Hey, what are you guys? How you say stacked?
What is the one moment or game from NBA history you wish Twitter had been around for?
Oh, man. That's a great question. One game from NBA history. I think, what's like a, maybe the Rudy Tomjanovic punch?
Oh, my God.
Maybe that, or you know what? I think the greatest, I think this would have sent New York City, like New York City's power would have gone out from all the tweets, is Starks dunking over Jordan.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
New York, any of the
surfers just exploding.
It's been so long since they've been good that, like, that's a really good point. Like, that's going to be a whole social media event when they're making finals runs. Like,
yeah.
That's,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oof. Yeah.
Insufferable.
Oh, man. Oh, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Who's the most underrated NBA social media follow?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't follow a ton of players. I do think, I do love both Art But Make It Sports and NBA Paint. Yeah. I think NBA Paints is great.
Yeah.
Art I have the Jason Potatum hat. Where it's Jason Tatum as a little potato.
Oh,
I almost got my dad the Derek Walter White hoodie, which is Derek White in front of the van from Breaking Bad.
That's incredible.
With the shaved head now, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I think this is pre-shaved head.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's but a better, I feel like a better moment. Hat. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
just his little flat top with the brim around it.
Yep. Right.
The Heisenberg. Yeah. They should have one of him chasing down opposing player that says, "I am the one who blocks." That would be pretty sick.
I mean,
I like that.
That's, I hope they're listeners. I mean, they probably are. We are the number two NBA podcast.
Actually, I'm already selling it on Redbubble now. I just designed it using AI. It's for sale now. Yeah, look for my Redbubble store.
All right. NBA player who is not Blake Griffin that could have a comedy career.
Oh, you know who's been, I've been really thinking about whether this guy's funny or he's just on a heater right now. Luke Kornet.
Luke Kornet is funny?
He hit a shot and then did this weird like celebration where he was just karate chopping his face. And then he recently, they talked about this on No Dunks today, but Celtics Twitter was a buzz about it the other day, that they were like favorite movie villain. Like one of those like in arena little bumpers, and Luke Kornet went personal trauma from Good Will Hunting.
Oh my God,
which is so funny.
That's really good.
Yeah,
okay, I think Kornet. He's
Kornet.
I made a mental note today to be like, I got to reach out to my sources to see if he's really funny.
Yeah. Right. Oh man. Okay. Good one.
Boosty's listeners will know. Boosty's listeners will know Luke Kornet from the inventor of the Kornet contest.
Yes.
Which I think I haven't seen as much of it this season, but I feel like we're going to start seeing it come back because Wembanyama is going to use it to actually block shots somehow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
From the paint.
Yeah. Like Mr. Burns blocking out the sun.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hauser did it in the game against the Warriors, I think, and then shouted out Kornet after. So,
Kornet's so funny.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing.
That's what you shout when you just
Kornet! It used to be Kobe, but now it's Kornet.
Kornet.
Jump straight up. Okay, and this is a real important question, Josh.
Okay.
You're on a life raft in the sea, and you come upon Jason Tatum and Bill Russell in the water. They need help, but you can only fit one more person in the raft. Who are you saving?
Look, Bill Russell's playing days are long behind him, as he did pass away a couple years ago.
Wow.
He is an American civil rights icon. Yeah. So I think it has to be. And he's an older man, less good at swimming. So
there you go.
Assuming he's still alive,
Tatum's
but old.
Gonna swim. Yeah.
He's got that. He's got
the fight in him.
Playing those 38 minutes a game. He can swim. Bill Russell gets in the raft. Nine rings in 11 years gets you in the raft, or 11 and 13.
Gets you in the raft. That's fair. Again. Yeah, we were trying to design that question to really, really put a twist. How about this? What if it were Twan or Paul Pierce?
Oh, wow. I think I'm taking the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Truth is coming with it. He's such a funny figure around the league where he just goes to Celtics regular season games like a 22-year-old at his old high school.
They're like, you know who I am? Yeah, this is Paul Pierce. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, man, you're like one of the best to ever play for our team. Just wanted to make sure.
It says it on my jacket.
Yep.
What was the best anecdote we got from Doc Rivers' brief break from coaching was when he was talking about how the Celtics coaches, when Paul would get on the team bus with his sunglasses on, they would be like, oh no, Pierre's here. Which meant like he'd gone out the night before and like he was not going to be very good.
Oh, Pierre. Documentary about hungover Paul Pierce called Pierre Up There.
The Pierre Up There. Josh Gondelman.
Yeah.
What a pleasure.
Yeah.
Another one in the books. Thank you so much for doing it. Where can people find you, follow you, see you, all that good stuff?
I'm at Josh Gondelman across social media, joshgondelman.com for tour dates. I'm going all over the country coming up, Bloomington, Indiana next, and then New Orleans. I'm shooting a special in Brooklyn June 21st. Tickets still available for Late Show. And I do a weekly newsletter called That's Marvelous. That is, it's free. You can sign up for it. It's full of pep talks. And sometimes I talk hoops, but I think a lot of people get board when I do that. So it's seldom.
Well, here, come back and do that with us. Because
thank you.
Always
I appreciate
love
it. This
was
such a pleasure, as always.
And make sure you follow the hashtag Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES, for show links, updates. You can follow me on Twitter at Miles of Gray.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien.
And that's going to do it for us.
Another one in the books. Man, they said we couldn't make it to 100 episodes. They definitely said no chance 103. Well, look at us now.
Look at
the
us
haters.
Now. Yeah.
Hang another banner.
That's right.
Dr. Carter, you were wrong. All right. That'll do it for us. We'll see you next week, or we'll hear you next week. Take care. Bye.
Hi.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.